We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Daf Kuf Amabez, and we are starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Amadalef. Mi Shalai Shasa Acha Baila Shalai Shachadashim. Since we were talking about different Sveikis, we're going to talk about a Suffolk that we have learned before about the Suffolk. If someone gets married after she left her first husband, either the first husband died, or we'll see maybe he got divorced, and she got remarried before 3 months. Really, just wait 3 months for Avchana to see if she can have a child, who the child's from, the first husband or the second husband. But she didn't wait. And she got married within 3 months. Vindisas, v'yolda, and she had a baby. Now, v'eni yadua, in Bentishal region, if it's a full-term baby and it's from the first husband, Ibn Shiva Lach, or it's a short 7 month term baby, and it's from the second husband, so it's a suffix. So Hayulah Banim Minarishon and Banim Minasheni. So let's say she has Vadoyim children from the first husband from Reuven, and she has a Banim Minasheni, and she has Vadoy children from Amram, and you have this one suffix. So Allah is Cholzen Veloy Miyavman, that if he dies without children, this Suffolk dies without children, so now it's Shailav Yibam, so neither side could do Yibam, because maybe it's only Achoysim and Aim. Definitely same mother, but maybe not the same father. Therefore, you do Chalitza. Vechein hu lahem Cholz Miyavman. Him to them also, if either one die, again, maybe it's only Achoysim and Aim, and therefore you do Chalitza Miyavman. Allah is only could do Yibam if it's Achoysim and Aim, not Aim. And here it's a Suffolk. But if there's Reuven has children from a different wife, and Amram has children from a different wife, and the only suffix is this child, which father he belongs to, so then, he, if any of those brothers or wives die, let's say, like Rashi says, the case is that only is one boy for each one, for Reuven and Amram. So there's only one boy, and he dies. So there's no tzad. It's either this guy's a brother, or there's no brothers whatsoever. So therefore, so on the tzad that he's not the brother, so she could go Lashok, and she can marry him. On the tzad that he is the brother, he's doing Yibam. So who chalitzo v'yavim? He could do either chalitzo or Yibam. V'heim, let's say he dies, the Suffolk dies, so by him, if he dies, so one of the Reuven's kids or Amram's kids is Chayv and Yibum. We don't know which one. So one of them does Chalitza, and the other one does Yibum. The other one could do Yibam Shach. If it's his brother, so he's doing Yibum. If not, it's not Yibam Shach because all in the Chalitza already. If the first husband, let's say Reuven, was a Yisrael, and the second husband, Amram, was a Kayin, and now his child is a Suffolk, Kayin, Suffolk, Yisrael, so now he's the Isha really Kayin. He has to marry a Isha that's really Kayin. He can't marry a Grusha. He can't become Tamil Mesim because he's a Suffolk Kayin. But if he becomes Tamil, he doesn't get Malkus because we can't give him Malkus, it's a Suffolk. We can't eat Chuma. He has to pay Karim Chaymish. Here, if he ate tshuva, he doesn't have to pay Karim Chaymish Misafik. Taisa said before he has to be mafresh it, but he doesn't have to take off, he doesn't have to pay Karim Chaymish. Ve'ein a chaylik al a gairin, he obviously doesn't take a chaylik by the gairin because he's a safik. U'moichar ha-tshuva, his own tshuva he sells, ve'dom shalom, the money belongs to him. Ve'ein a chaylik b'kotche ha-mikdash, he doesn't get, from the kotche ha-mikdash, he doesn't get the hides and the ur from the oilos. Ve'ein a yisla'is ha-kotchem, and you don't give him, we have Rashi, two pshatim before, Taitok Rashi, Iker Pshat, you don't give him Bechar and Cherim, Ve'im Etzina Shaloi, and his own Bechar and Cherim, you don't take away from him, you keep it. Ve'im Etzina Shaloi Miyada. Apartam and Zeraya of Lechayim Akev, it's part of the Matnas Kahuna of Zeraya, which is the arm, Lechayim, the chest, Vakeva, and the stomach. Ubechayra, his own Bechar, what do you do with it? He can't bring it as a, if he brings it as a carbon, he can't eat it because maybe he's not a Kayin. So what you do is, you let it get a mum, and then you can eat it by mumai. And you give him the chumri kanam chumri shalem, which we said before, means regarding a mincha. Let's say both fathers, Reuven and Amram kahanim, so that means this suffix is definitely a kohen. He's definitely a kohen, he doesn't know his father is, but he's definitely a kohen. So halacha is, hu oinin aleihem, veheim oinin alav. He becomes an oinin if either Reuven or Amram dies, and he can't eat kachim. He can eat kachim until now because he's a kohen, but oinen can't eat kachim. I suffer kohen and suffer kohen chumra. We say he can't eat kachim. Veheim oinen alav, and both Reuven and Amram will be oinen on him. I can ask me, how could Reuven and Amram be oinen on him? Reuven died in order to marry Amram. So Tarzan's talking about Grusha, that's a kasha also. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll discuss what exactly is the case. Veheim oinen alav. Who oinen matame lahem? He cannot be matama if they die, even though he allowed matama to the Zion Kravim. Here he can't be matama to them. Why? Because it's a Sophic. They ain't matama alone. And they can't be matama to him also because it's a Sophic. Who ain't a Yerush Eisam? He does not inherit either father because if he wants to inherit Reuven's Nechasim, Reuven's kids say, hey, you're from Amram. And he wants to inherit Amram's Nechasim, Amram's kids say, hey, you're from Reuven. So therefore, he sends them flying each way. Aval heim yerushim ha'yisai, but they yerushim, because it's a Sophic. And they split it up. When he dies, both Amram and Reuven's kids split the pot. Aval heim yerushim ha'yisai. Upotah ha'malkosai v'alkilosai. If he hits his father, he's not chayiv misa. Or if he curses his father, chayiv. Shazav shazav, he's not chayiv because you're not sure who's the father. Oilo b'mishmari shazav v'shazav. He could go either mishmar of either father, he could go there and say, I want to do avoida. He'd let it go do avoida. That's halacha. He could do avoida. But he can't demand a portion of the kachim because they could say, you're a safik, you're not part of our mishmar. But if both fathers, Reuven and Amram, from the same mishmar, then he could demand one chalik because the ma'isa man of shachi gets a chalik. Zok the Gemara Vayit. So now we learned the Mishnah. And in the middle of the Mishnah it said that this Sophic, this person was Sophic, first husband or second husband, because she didn't do Avchana, only 3 months. So in a case where one of the brothers die, then he could, let's say he dies. So halacha is, one of the, like Reuven's kid does Chalitza, and Amram could do Yibum. Amram could even walk his malav shach. If he's chayav yibum, if the other person was chayav yibum, he gave chalitza. But the Gemara speaks out, dafka michlat vada yibum. Dafka give chalitza first, then you do yibum. Yibum reish aloy, the kapaga by yivam al-shuk. Because you bring pegeya by yivam al-shuk. You have to make sure she has chalitza first. And if she has chalitza first, you can't do yibum. And maybe it's not your brother, maybe it's the other guy's brother. So therefore, he gives chalitza first, and then you do yivam. Then you can do yibum and malav shach. If it's not a brother's, then she's ready mutal shok. If not, you do yibum. Amar Shmuel. So now we have a new Gemara. Shmuel says a memra, and then we're going to ask a kasha from our Mishnah. Amar Shmuel. Asara kahanim oimdim. There was 10 kahanim. Upirish echem emobal, and one of them had a beer with a certain isha, and they had a vlad. Havlad shtuki. We don't know who the father is. There's 10 different choices. We know the kids are kain, but because 10 kahanim, but we don't know who the father is. The lach is of Vlad Shtuki. Now, what does that mean, Shtuki? Shtuki means that we don't know who his father is. So, what's in the gay? Am I Shtuki? Literally, Shtuki means to be quiet. But he's like, tell him, be quiet. When he says Abba, he says, quiet, we don't know who your father is. My Shtuki. Why is it called Shtuki? What's in the gay? If it says, it means he can't be Yerush any of his fathers, yeah, we understand. We don't know who his father is. Pshitim, Yidin Avu Amado. Of course, he can't be Yerush. We don't know who his father is. Elo, Kuna. We don't allow him to be a regular kohen. Now, why not? We know for sure he's a kohen. What's wrong? My timer. So, what's pshat Rava? What's the reason for Rava? Amakar, pasuk says, it says in the pasuk regarding kohenov, it says v'hoisa loy lozari achrav bris kunas oylam tachas hashkina lekav. So it says loy lozari achrav bina and zara miyuchas achrav. You need to be loy lozari achrav. You have to know who the father is. Veleka. The only time you can be a kohen is if you know exactly who the father is. That's the drasha. Maskara, Papa, if he makes it to drasha, what do you do with a pasuk that Hashem told Avram? El matigav Avram dechsiv. It says in the pasuk by Avram, "Va'kimoisi es brisi beiniu beinecho vein zaracha acharecho." There is some verse along leisachol elikim lezaracha acharecho. So you see that it has to be zaracha acharecho. Tell me that if you don't know who your father is, you're not a Jew. Hosamai kamaz arachmana. This is my kahuna. You know, we can have a drasha. Here, what's a drasha? Hosamai kamaz arachmana. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you what it means there. Hachkam alei. Loi sintzev avoyedes k'chavim shivcha lo'ezel zarach abasra. Make sure the children of the yuchas after you, and don't marry a goy, a goita, or marry a shivcha, where there the child will go basar the mother, and you won't be acharecha, and Taka won't be a yid. And that's what Hashem is telling Avram. Make sure you zarecha acharecha. Make sure they marry, don't intermarry, because if they marry goyim, then the children will be goyim. Akaponim, that is Rava's drasha. Rava's drasha is that Zari Akram teaches us that a kohen has to be, the children have to be miyuchas Akram in order to be a kohen. Meisvei, I'm asking you a kasha from a Mishnah in the fourth parak, in parak Acholitz. It says over there that someone died without children, and the wife got married within 3 months. And the problem with that is that maybe she was really pregnant, she didn't know about it. And she got married within 3 months, and then 7 months later, she had a baby. We're not sure if this baby, it belongs to the first one, and then there was no yibum, there was issa yibum, issa eshach, or it's from the second one, and there's a mitzvah yibum and it belongs to the second husband. So there, the halacha is that if they have a child after that, that child is safek mamzer, because maybe this child belonged to the first one, and turns out she's eshach, she has to be banim, you're not allowed to marry eshach. But the first child's kosher marashach. Because if it's from the first husband, it's kosher. If it's from the second husband, I mean the first husband didn't have children, so it's a good yibum. So the first child is kosher marashach. And it says even more in the Mishnah. Meisvei, it says in the Mishnah, Risha and Ruya Elias Kohen Gadol. The first child that's born can be a Kohen Gadol. If they're both Kohanim, it can be a Kohen Gadol. Why? Obviously, if the first one's a Kohen, the second one's a Kohen, it's a brother. But why? Because here in Marashach, a child's kosher, because if the first husband's kosher, the second one's a kosher, it can be a Ruya's Kohen Gadol. Problem is, Vabina Zarim Yuchasacharov. Veleka, here you don't know who the father is, and you need Zarim Yuchasacharov. So to Gemara. So it's Bamba Kasha. And for the Gemara, Zarim Yochas Acharav Darabonon. This whole din of Leah is loyal Zari Acharav is only Darabonon Degadin. V'kara Asmachtval, and the Apostle only Asmachtal. So it's only Darabonon. V'chi Gazer Rabonon B'znus. V'nesun Le Gazer Rabonon. Only by Znus, with someone's Mezana, that, like the case of the 10 Kohanim that were standing there, one was Mezana, there, the Loch is, obviously there, but we didn't speak out. It's not a Chol, because they were Pani Abal Pnuya, they're both single. But it's still called as Znus. And there, because no kedushin, so there we were geyser that the kid can't be a kohen if it's not zaram yuchas acharav. But by nesuin, which is a case in acholitz where they got married, maybe they should have waited, but it wasn't a znos. So there they weren't geyser. So that's what comes out, klar. That if it's znos, then you have to know who your father is. If it's nesuin, then you don't have to know who your father is. It still could be a kohen. Right? The gemara of znos because of rabbanon, where we geyser by znos, but now we learned in our mishnah. If someone got remarried within 3 months of the first husband, the halacha is that child is a safek. What's the case over here? What was the case you got remarried within 3 months? Maybe it means after the first husband died. First husband died, she got married within 3 months, now she had a baby. Not sure if it's the first husband or the second husband. Same as Seifa, it says in the Seifa that they're both Kahanim. Who oinin aleim? He. If either father, either Reuven or Amram dies, he's an Einin. Behem, either Reuven or Amram is Einin on him, Einin alav. What do you mean? Reuven's dead. Bishlam hu Einin aleihem. So how can he be Einin each one? I, Reuven's dead. That mishkachas law, it's possible there that Benesuan and the guy died. The Benesuan and the guy died. The Benesuan and the Sheni died. The guy died earlier and the Sheni died now. The Likudat Sam is the Kama. It's possible to be Einin. It's possible for him to be Einin on both. How is that possible? Either the first one's dead already, the first father's dead. Teretz is, when he's malakat atzama, his halacha is that if he takes the bones to rebury it somewhere else, he's oinin that day. So in the case where the second one died, obviously he's oinin, and the first one who died already 10 years ago, there, it's the likat atzama. Likat atzama is the kama. Elahim oinin alav, but it says that they are Reuven and Amram oinin on him, and Reuven's dead. Heichem eskachas lo. Kama, hamisle, he's dead already, the first one's dead. So if the case of our Mishnah had said, Mishloi Shasha Acha Baila, Shloisha Chadashim, it's talking about when the first husband died, what do you mean? The first husband's alive. It says, Heim Oinin Allah. El Vela means Begrusha. Must mean Begrusha. Umay Acha Baila, Acha Get Baila. It means the first one gave a get to his wife remarried within 3 months. Remember, they're both Kahanim. So the second Kayin did a Isser by marrying a Grusha. Umay Acha Baila, Acha Get Baila. Eimer Seifa, it says in the Seifa, Vahu Eimer Tamalahem, he can't retamal to either Reuven or Amram, Vahim Eimer Tamaloi, and they can't be retamal to him. So Bishlam Eimer Tamaloi, Lechumra, yeah, it's a Chumra that we don't know who's his child, which one's son, it's Amram's son, Reuven's son, so Reuven and Amram can't retamal because of Sophic. The Chokha Adam Alav Brehu, maybe it's not a son. Elohu, this Sophic, why can't Eimer Tamalahem, am I, why? Bishlam Hashani, Bishlam Hasheni can't matamalo, matamalo, why not? Because maybe he's the son of the Rishon. If he's the son of the Rishon, this is not his father. Ela l'Rishon, but to Reuven, to the first father, l'tamalo manavshach. He's able to matamalo manavshach. Why? Ibrehu shaper, k'matamalo. If he's the son of Reuven, he can matamalo. If he's the son of the second of Amram, you know what the problem is? Amram is a Kohen who married a Grusha. That means what is he? He's a Chalal. So if he's a Chalal, he has no Issa Tumah. So saying like this, a Manav Shach. If it's a Grusha, so he can Tamah to the first father in the Manav Shach. If that's his father, good, he'll let him Tamah. If it's not his father, then he's a Chalal. If he's a Chalal, he'll let him Tamah also. So if the case of our Mishnah is Grusha, because that's what we're saying, because how else is a case of Haim Oyim and Olav? It sounds like he's alive. If it's a Grusha, so what's going on by the Tumah? So Gemara says, El Alav, what's the case? What must be the case? It must be the case of Znus, which Rashi says means that both husbands was born her without Kedushin. I mean, the first husband born without Kedushin, and then the second husband within 3 months, born her without Kedushin. So then, we have a child. There's Suffolk, which one it is. He's not a Chol, because the first one was never married. And really, he could have spoken out the second husband did regular Nesu, and then after Biznus. Rashi is both Biznus. The Marsha speaks out, they don't really need that. Akaponim, so the child's not a Chol. So here you have a case where both are alive, both fathers are alive, it's not a Chol, and everything is Shalom HaYisrael. The only problem is that it says at the end of his Mishnah that he could do Avoida. Ah, you don't know who his father is, and it's Nus. We just show you that this Mishnah gotta be by Znus, because it can't be by Misa, because it says that it's Master and the Mishnah of Hainayim Allah and Tamilam. The guy's alive. First father's alive. You can't say it's talking about Grusha, because then why can't this child be Matama to the first father? Because of Manavshach. So it must be Znus. And if it's Nus, it says that even though it comes from his Nus, you don't know who the father is, still you could do Havaida. It's a Kash on Shmuel. So we need an Eitza. The Tifta to Shmuel. Dr. Gemara, Amar Rav Shemaya. I'll tell you what the case is. Not a case as Nus. It's a case of Mamenes. Mamenes means that she was a Ketana. She was married to Reuven. Then she told Reuven, goodbye, Charlie. That's not called a Grusha. And then she married the next Kohen, Amram. And now we're not sure who the child's from. See, here's a perfect case where they're both alive and it's not Shalav Grusha. Mamenes. Freit the Gemara, Mamenes is when she's a Ketana. A Ketana can't have a child. So we know it's not from the first husband then. Mamenes Viko Yaldov, Atoni Rabbi Vikamedi Rav Nachman. We learned in a Braisa. Rabbi said, in front of Rav Nachman, Sholish Noshim Mishameshes B'moich. The three type of women who have a heter to Mishameshes B'moich, which means something in Oysim Akim to block the Zera. Who are the three type of Noshim? Ketana, Amuberes and Manika. What's the reason for these three? Ketana, the reason is Shem Tassar of Thomas. Maybe she'll come pregnant and die. Muberes, Shem Tassar of Brasandal. Those days they were worried that there could be another fetus while you're Muberes, and therefore it will make the first one a sandal, smash the first one, and it's dangerous. Manika, Shem Tigavas, but that's a banana. Manika, maybe she'll stop nursing. She can't become pregnant. This is all, remember, is Rab, the first Tanakhama Shita. I want to argue this. Vyamas. And they'll die. Ve'ezu k'tana, what's called, what's example of a k'tana? Bas achas etzu shonav yamechad, abas shonav esrei shonav yamechad. From 11 to 12 is this whole din of shemesh v'maych. Why? Because pachas b'kana, if you're less than 11, there's no chance she's getting pregnant, so there's no worry about dying. And yes, I can, she's fine. More than 12, she's fine. V'shemesh k'darka v'lecha, shemesh k'darka. Div Rav Meir, this is Rav Meir Shita. I said, Rav Yezu, this is Rav Meir Shita. Chom oimim, achazu v'achazu, all three, v'shemesh k'darka v'lecha, they have regular bia without a maych. Hashem watches the foolish. Hashem watches the people. So Akaponim, what do you see from here, from this long brace over here, that a Ketana can't have a baby, she'll die. So Bakshver, what's down our Mishnah? Can't be Mamenes. There's no suffix in the first one because she's a Ketana. She's a Mian. She's a Ketana. She's a Ketana. She can't have a baby. So what's down our Mishnah? Well, it's a Kach on Shmuel. What? It's a Kach on Shmuel. What? Yeah, Ketana will die. Ketana will die, definitely. Ketana, don't worry about it. Nothing's gonna happen. She won't become pregnant. But everyone agrees she's going to die. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you about our Mishnah. I'm talking about Kedushin Tayyus. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven gave Kedushin to this lady, and it was with Kedushin, and it was a Tayyus. It was a mistake. And there was a Tanai in the Kedushin, and they got married, they had a child, but it turned out, maybe they had a child, but it turned out there was a mistake to all Kedushin. In this case, Yilai got married to the next Kohen, she's not a Grusha, because it was a mistake to all first Kedushin. But Kedusha Tayyus, but Rudom Hashmuel, don't Rudom Hashmuel, Meshum Rabbi Shmuel, it says in the Pasuk, V'hilo in Espasa, if she's Mezana, if the Isha's Mezana, and she wasn't forced, Asura, she's Asur to her husband. Hanit fasa, but if she's forced, mutaris she's mutar. And says lashon he, the yeshachah acheres, safi shloin espasa mutaris. That is another case. Even though she did it on purpose, she still mutar to her husband. What's the case? Veizu zu kedushatayis. In the case where to the first husband she was married kedushatayis, if she married, she's mizanah with someone else, she's not also to the first husband because of kedushatayis. She afilu benam murkav lach, say even if she has a child, v'menas v'leches lach, she could leave that husband. The husband's condition is nothing. Kedushatayis. Therefore, here we're talking about kedushatayis, and therefore it's the kohen it let her marry her. It's not a halala. Are you going to ask me again? Here it says it's not miyuchas acharav. Here it's a suin. Ah, you tell me it's nus because it was a kedushin. No, but since it was derech nesuin, it was a mistake. That's not called nus. And therefore, the halacha is, here, you won't have to be miyuchas acharav. So we're sticking in Shmuel's halacha, could be true, that if 10 kohanim are one of the mezana, we don't know which one's mezana, the halacha is, the kohen can't do avodah because it's not miyuchas acharav. And this din is dafka by znus, not by kedushin. In this case, our mishnah that says that both husbands are alive, and it's not us to the kohen, is the case with kedushatayis, and there it's not called znus, therefore the kohen could do avodah.